I slid slowly out of the booth and extended my wrists to the officer with the revolver. I wasn't going to lie on the floor, not for these country boys, not if they brought along their whole police department with howitzers. The guy with the revolver was a sergeant. He was pretty calm. The shotgun covered me as the sergeant holstered his revolver and unclipped the handcuffs from his belt and clicked them on my wrists. The backup team came in through the kitchen. They walked around the lunch counter, took up position behind me. They patted me down. Very thorough. I saw the sergeant acknowledge the shakes of the heads. No weapon. The backup guys each took an elbow. The shotgun still covered me. The sergeant stepped up in front. He was a compact, athletic white man, lean and tanned, my age. The acetate nameplate above his shirt pocket said Baker. He looked up at me. "You are under arrest for murder," he said. "You have the right to remain silent. Anything you do say may be used as evidence against you. You have the right to representation by an attorney. Should you be unable to afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you by the state of Georgia free of charge. Do you understand these rights?" It was a fine rendition of Miranda. He spoke clearly. He didn't read it from a card. He spoke like he knew what it meant and why it was important to him and to me. I didn't respond. "Do you understand your rights?" he said again. Again, I didn't respond.